Hey members, welcome to another episode of Greystone Unscripted. I'm excited to be here with you today. I wanted to give you a few updates before we join our guests. So one of the couple of things happening here at the club that are really exciting is our capital project at the Legacy parking lot. I know it's not that sexy, but it's going to be an incredible result. We're adding 34 spots. We're widening them to over 10 feet, similar to what we did at the Founders golf course parking lot. So here we are out at the Legacy parking lot. We're under construction. We're getting close. So everything's been expanded. You can see the little paving area there where there used to be a retaining wall. We've expanded everything. We're putting some curbing in at the end. So the spots are going to get deeper, so you don't have a problem backing up. They're also going to get a foot wider each. And we've gained 34 spots. We've also put a sidewalk in on the other side of the road. So if you're parked in the back and you need to walk to the clubhouse, you won't have to walk down the road. You can walk down the sidewalk and be safe. Our schedule for the rest of this is next week we'll be doing the paving on Wednesday and Thursday while we're closed for aerification. And then we're gonna need about 2 weeks for it to cure, and then they're gonna come back and do the lining. So we'll keep you updated in some emails. There could be a period of time where we're gonna ask you to do your best to park without any lines for a few days, but we're pretty close to getting this thing complete for you. So we'll be open for the weekend, and we will have all this construction and not a lot of lines for you to park, and I'm sorry for that. But we get through this weekend and then we're home free. We'll get everything paved, curbs will be complete, and we're gonna get the spots lined right after that.
So really some nice improvements. I hope you'll enjoy it. I know it's a little more confusing when you don't read the schedule and you're listening to it, but we'll also be sending out some correspondence. Now the next exciting thing I want to share with you is Chef Mark Picaro has been with us for about a year now. And as he's come on, he's evaluated our menus and he's added some of his own items as specials and adjusted the menus with two or three items at a time. And he hasn't done a full, complete revamp of the menus because he wanted to get his team trained, get the right people on board, and feel really confident in what he was doing here. So we're actually going to do it now. So I'm super excited about what he has prepared with his sous chefs and Kat, our pastry chef. So over the next 5 to 7 days, you're going to see some emails and some social media posts coming from Allie and Emma that you're going to really love to see. We're going to do a little video behind the scenes with the team, introduce the menus to you. I'm going to see them cooking, see some of what the items are going to look like. So this is going to happen for Falls Dining Room, the Legacy Grill, and 91. So everything has a different date. I won't confuse you with more dates. There's going to be plenty of information coming out for you to read. So I'm really excited for you to experience that. And we're really working hard on the front of the house. I know Stephanie and Genevieve and St. John and obviously Van, they're working very hard to keep training and improving the staff service for you. So between the new incredible food, improved service, we're ready for you. We are excited to keep making this place better and every aspect of everything we do. So looking forward to seeing you out here. And let's enjoy this episode, and I'll like to introduce you to my guests. We have two past presidents with us. We have Mr. Dale Gorham, who is on the board from 2017 until 2022, 6 years. Yeah. It was the high paycheck. And then we have Mr. Mark McGarvey, who is on the board from 2020 to 2023 for 4 years. And he was smart to get out early. So welcome, gentlemen. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Glad to be here.
Thank you for asking.
Excited to have you. So one of the things we always talk about that's important at the board is membership, dues, how many members we have, and then GEMs. A lot of members don't know that term. So for us, it's golf equivalent member, as you know. So it's just taking the total number of members and dividing the regular dues into it. So when you both were on the board your first year, I looked it up. Neither of you, the total members were not over 850.
And the total members.
Total members. Over, right. And the total GEMs were not over 600 for either of you.
That's right.
And today, just so you can feel good, 1130
total
members and 824 GEMs.
Yeah. Wow.
That's so amazing. Pretty good. We're making strides.
Yep.
So my kickoff question for the two of you, if you can each answer, what surprised you? So when you're a regular member enjoying your life and nobody's bothering you,
What surprised you the most when you got on the board after, say, 6 months and you realized, like, about the operations or anything about the club, how it works? Was there something that surprised you?
It's shocking is what it is, because you bring all these things that you run a business on, those all those principles, and you start looking at the way we're doing it here. This is a different system. It's a very different system. Right. And I learned a lot. Yeah. A lot.
I tell a lot of people who are interested in serving on the board that very thing, that you have to leave your preconceived notions about your business out the door, because it's not going to run the same way. We're not building widgets. We're not making cars. It's like a full-time cruise. It's a service amenity industry.
Right.
And so you learn as you go, but it takes you, I mean, we've said this before, it takes a year really before you're probably really into the flow of how everything operates.
I mean, the conversations occurred several times that being president 1 year, really, it's tough. It's, you know, it's over before you really get into it. And I thought when I got off the board, the membership would go down. But no, I was lucky. It did.
I remember when you first got on the board, especially, you're, wait a minute, we're not supposed to make money?
No, when I came to the very first meeting where you got up and introduced all this, and it showed a little P&L on the, and I'm looking at the food and all that kind of stuff, and I'm going, we're losing money big time. And you know, I heard everybody else that was here say that same thing, like, well, yep, we'll fix that. No, you won't.
Yep. Yep.
It's all an amenity.
Yep.
Only thing that makes money is dues. So one of the interesting things I was thinking about getting prepared for this was, so when you came on the board, and what do you think thinking back to all the time you were on there, 4 years, 6 years, what do you think the members at large would be impressed with that maybe they don't know happens behind the scenes in the operations, or something that they maybe misconception about, you know, how we run and the way that you see it now, like that you've had to maybe explain to some of your friends over time or something?
I think that's one of the things that they think, that it's that you're supposed to generate a profit. And the ones that have come through the finance committee and the ones that have come through the board realize really everything we make, we turn back to the members.
Yep.
That's the goal. Yes, we protect our assets with the capital budget and we have money there to keep things fixed up. But the rest of it, we want to dole out as amenity to the members. And if you know that going into it, it makes it a lot easier when you're trying to make decisions as, do we do this, do we do that? So that was probably the biggest thing that changed once I finally got on there and realized, we're not supposed to make a huge profit.
Right.
It's our services.
And I guess I focused on, I got to be really an admirer of how much you put into this club, to be real candid with you.
Thank you.
Because the board functions like boards function, but this place is here and where it is because of you.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I'm serious. I saw that. I live right there in front of it. You know,
is there, you think that there's something you can think about that you had to defend the most when you were president? Like, everybody would come to you with a consistent thing, your friends in the groups and stuff, like, why can't they get this right, or why can't they get that right?
And if I've got a terrible feature, that's it. I mean, when someone comes up to me and wants to talk to me about sand, or, you know, the greens are not fast enough today, I don't know where they see a board member as having a function in that stuff.
Right.
I don't think I ever helped anybody in those kind of things where it's really they're just needling you.
Right.
So you're right. I think that, and that's one thing we changed, especially when I came on the board. We were moving away from a day-to-day thing. That's what we hired you for. You're the day-to-day manager of the club. The little things, you know, we'll get involved when we need to, but most times we don't. We're looking now 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years down the road. That's what the board should be doing.
Right.
And I think we did a really good job of that over the
season.
I think we're doing an even better job now, even when we were here. So, because eventually, if we do the right things down the road, the little things will take care of themselves. So
I've heard you talk about this club get to be platinum.
Yes, sir.
And been to a couple of those, and there's a different feel.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just different air. I mean, it's and I know that's something you've been pushing since you've been here, and I hope we're still heading that direction. But it sure feels like it out there.
Yes, sir. Yep. There's we have great members, great team. The facilities are great, and we just keep trying to make them better. And as we improve, we'll get there. We'll be recognized that way. Is there, how about during your presidency? I mean, I believe you guys only overlapped for 2 years. Is there something that during your presidency and yours that you're most proud of?
It'd be a bit self-serving of me to bring it up. So,
that's what we're here for.
No, I remember you go to me into the, throwing some money into the club one time, so you didn't really go to me in it. But yeah, I'm particularly fond of, and I thought when we got some contributions from members, that might, you know, this thing is, it's a cash, it's just, it needs cash, lots of cash to pay for all this stuff. And sometimes it might be easier for members to step out there and say, hey, that ain't going to kill me.
Right.
You know, I mean, that was my attitude.
And we kind of did that with the Lakeside Activity Center.
Yeah.
I was, even though that kind of happened, I guess you, with the groundbreak, it kind of started even before I was president.
Right.
But we've been planning on it, you know, for 3 or 4 years.
Absolutely.
To get there. And so that was a nice little thing. And the members really kicked in for that. And look at it now. That's one of the best things we did.
Yeah.
Probably one of the most things I'm proud of that we took on real early was the benchmarking of the club. That was really important for us in 2017.
Right.
To benchmark us against other clubs. That helped us make a lot of decisions that we did not have any basis to make decisions on before. And balancing the budget that same year. We started that the same year because, like, you know, Russ Hell and I, some of the others who were project, you know, we're project oriented.
Right.
We would say, hey, you're behind, you know, after 1 or 2 months, hey, you're behind budget. Well, you need to start making changes then, not wait till then.
Right.
You're hoping you're going to make it up.
Right.
That was one of the best things I think we ever did.
Yep.
And we're still doing it.
Yep. Obviously. We forecast after the first 6 months. We forecast every month for a year.
Yep.
To be able to just see some of this stuff before it's there, like I stand on number 19, you know, and you hear those kids playing, you hear the racquetball going on.
That's cool.
And you look up there, and there's this huge activity center, just everybody running, and It's really neat.
Yep. That was
one of those things. I got the two of you in some pictures with some ribbon cutting.
Yeah, so we're in there.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. We got Legacy Golf Course, Legacy Clubhouse.
Yep.
And we got the Lakeside Activity Center. So we've done some good projects.
Yep.
That's going great.
Have you sold any of them?
Not yet. I was thinking about it. Get that framed and signed. That's the autograph. How about anything specific you'd love to see the current board focus on, even if they are or aren't, because you're not necessarily in tune if they are, but maybe they are on the same page. It'd be interesting to see what your top thing would be.
Well, I think I was very impressed. I was on the nominating committee that got Sloan up. So, and I'm assuming all that's working well, and I think he should do great, you know.
He's been a great president so far.
So... And I know you miss us, so
of course that's why we're doing this.
You know, we still talk to them, really, you know, and I know Mark can say the same thing. Once we're kind of moved out, we did not hound them to death.
No.
Because the people that left before us didn't hound us to death either. There's kind of an unwritten rule, hey, you've done your stint, we're not going to bother you too much. It's got to rise to a certain level before they actually.
Well, not only is it
probably ask for your advice, but
not only is it that, but it's the fact that you've spent however many years sitting around this table and not having to come in here one time. It's not like you're home crying or anything.
But I think they've done a really good job of continuing what we've started.
Yeah.
And I think we set it up that way for a reason. 3 years on the board and 3 years as an officer. Because the continuity that generates, and because it takes a while to get some of these projects going.
Yep.
And so some of the things that we started even 4 or 5 years ago are just now kind of coming to fruition. So I tell them, you know, stay the course, I think they've done a really good job of listening to the members on some of the projects and where we're going with the projects and maybe the timing of the projects.
Talking about the decision that they made here last year, kind of pushed that off
a little bit.
Yeah, I think that was
Was a great, yes, sir. That was a great move on their part. They listened to the members, and we know it needs to be done. Everybody agrees it needs to be done. It's just the timing of it, and so hopefully they'll stay that course and get that done, because that really could revolutionize the club, what they've got on the drawing board.
So there's a lot of priorities that are set. I'd say probably before that clubhouse project, that Founders Golf Course is going to be more of a priority.
Right.
Because those greens are going to need to get redone the next 2 to 30
something years old now.
So, yeah, yep. Exactly. But it's been.
They are fantastic, right?
Yeah, I know it. Well, it must be almost time to aerify that.
Yeah, it is.
I can assure you that, you know, we definitely had the two of you were incredible presidents. Todd was incredible, Dr. Reeves, and Mr. Fuller was incredible last year, and Sloan has been as well. I know Patrick will be.
Yeah.
And the whole board. We have always had a great board, and they just keep doing a good job with nominating people that are understanding how this place should operate.
Absolutely.
Giving me and my team the latitude to operate and making sure they're looking at the big picture and the strategy. So we're really in good hands.
But I think you could say this is a really great club.
It is.
Oh, it is. I started playing golf 2 weeks, I was a member 2 weeks before the course opened.
Wow.
So I've been here a long time, but this place has been great for me.
That leads right into the last question for you is, if you were talking to a prospective member, what would you tell them about the club, why they should join?
You know, you do this when you bring in new members.
Right.
You
know, we've done the speech before.
Yeah.
And a lot of times.
And then when they come in and sign up, you're sitting there talking to them. I would say it depends on what their interests are in a club.
Yeah.
I would, as I've always done, I've kind of moved towards the discussion towards golf. We got a game for anybody who wants to play here. They can even play with some of the worst golfers here, like me. Or they can. There's some really good golfers play at this course. We got two or three pros
on the tour.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, on tour, and they're not embarrassed to sit down and talk to you about stuff. So, no, I think it's just from every perspective: the meals, the food, the help. I've noticed that lately that there's not as much changeover. It seems like people are getting here and staying here, and very interesting. It's a great club.
Yeah, I'm excited about where we're headed.
We should.
Yeah, and I would kind of echo some of the same things. The club has moved from, and although we still are centered around golf, and we always will be, I think, we want to be, there's so many more things for them to do now.
Right.
And if you can ever get in here and join, you'll find your little niche in the club. And I think we've done, especially in the last 10 years, we've done a much better job of that. And COVID, you remember how this happened during COVID. We had people that lived in the neighborhood that knew they should have joined. They should have already joined the club.
Mm-hmm.
But COVID forced them to join because they couldn't go anywhere. And inevitably, almost everyone of them said, I should have joined 10 years ago. And we're going, you know, why didn't you? We wanted you to join 10 years ago, because they finally realized what a great, it becomes your family.
Yeah.
You're really close friends.
Right.
And that's one thing that I value, you know, the 30 years that I've been here, 32, 33, that I've been here, is the friends that I've, these are my lifelong friends now. Right. So.
Yeah, I've got some great friends that I would not know today that are not been here.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's one of the things we've focused on hard over the last 10 years, is to make this golf is our core amenity, but making it a lifestyle club.
Yep.
You know, have everything for everyone. We don't want somebody in my family plays golf. We want the other family members to have lots to do. So I feel good about that and where we're headed with some of the new amenities.
Yeah. So
anything else you want to share with the members?
We along the same lines I've talked about, I think we've done a really good job on identifying future board members to continue this trend.
Yeah.
And I would encourage, you know, members that if they're interested in getting on the board, is get on some of the committees, you know, get on the planning committee, get on the finance committee,
right,
and let some other board members, because we're going to need to keep that pipeline full of people.
Absolutely.
And we've had a lot of new members join. There's going to be great board members down the road, but you kind of got to get it. You got to get in the pipeline to get there. So I would encourage everybody.
All you need is passion for the club and no agenda.
That's right. Because it's going to go out the door anyway when you get in here. So,
boss is going to make it happen. Right. I'm just telling you.
Very good. Well, thank you both so much for being with me.
Thank you.
I'm sure the members are going to enjoy listening to you.
Enjoy it. Okay.
All right. Thank you.